Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Then there's trials like we're talking about, the fiery trials. Why do we got to go through fiery trials? I don't understand. Well, the Word of God says that to even rejoice when we go through trials, because it says that we're going to be perfect and established. We're not going to be lacking anything. Perfect and complete. That's James 1:1-2. It says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." So God's building you through the trials. He's building you through those trials because He doesn't tempt us. It says God doesn't tempt us, but He allows the fire to come into our life. He allows different circumstances that we know are going to come. But what are we going to do when they come? What are we going to do when we wake up and things aren't really good? What are we going to do? We're going to yield to God and trust Him and say, "Lord, I'm still on the potter's wheel. I'm not going anywhere. Lord, I'm trusting in You." Amen? Through that suffering, through that pain, through that fiery trial, that's going to bring that obedience in our heart. And that's going to strengthen us. And we're going to be complete because we're trusting in Him. Amen? We all have a purpose. We go through trials. Just like I thought about the Olympic Games. Think about that. When they're going through Olympic Games, there's different levels that they're going through. Yeah, they're Olympians, all of them. But they've got to go through Olympic trials before they get to the real deal. They've got to go all the way through a process before they get to the actual Olympics. And that's us. There's going to be hurdles we're going to have to go over. There's going to be storms that we're going to have to bear. We're all, God sees us through the blood of His Son, Jesus. He sees us perfect and complete in Him. And He has the best plans for your life. But you're going to have to still walk through some things. You're going to have to go through some things. Amen? And press on. We're going to walk out our destiny with God. So many times it's just, we don't yield. We don't surrender. Because it's up to us. So many times. Because, you know, we have to get to a point where we said, I am going to serve the Lord. I am going to trust Him. It's dependent a lot of times if we get to the destiny that God has for us or not, if we've surrendered to Him. You know, because we could get to a place in our life where we've asked Jesus into our heart, we've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, we've been baptized in water, we're attending church, but then we get to a point to where God says, "Okay, now it's your turn to go in the fire." And we just want to say, "No, I don't want to go through that. I can't do that." Situations look us in the face and maybe we want to ignore that. And we put ourselves up on a shelf unfinished because His will is for us to be completed and to finish that perfect work. But we have a will and we make a choice. And so many times we can look at the trials. We can look at what we've went through. So many times maybe things from our past will come up seemingly out of nowhere and we thought we've dealt with them, but we haven't. Maybe we've got something we need to make restitution for. Maybe we did something before we were saved that's still hanging over us and God's saying, "You got to deal with that. You can't leave it undone," because if He's speaking to you to do something, we have to be obedient to do that on every level, you know? And He's going to work on what He feels like is He's going to work on in your life. The Holy Spirit's going to convict you. The Holy Spirit's going to guide you. You don't have to live in fear. But He's going to put you exactly where He wants you to be. But the most important part is when He said it's your turn to go in the fire, He starts working on you. The most important thing for you to do is surrender to God. Because if not, you're not going to get to your destiny. You're not going to get anywhere. But you can get moldy and you can get mean. And you think about it, when you get that piece of clay out of that mold, if it's not been put in the fire, it just gets mashed. And when the situations of life come and the circumstances come, you haven't yielded to God. You haven't been through that fire. You said no to the Lord. And so you're marred. Just like this word said, it was marred in the hand of the potter. He had to remake it. What process are you going through tonight? Do you feel like you've never made it into the fire even yet because you haven't even yielded to the simplest thing that He's telling you to do, like give? You know, we've got to yield to Him. That we've got to surrender to Him. We don't choose the fire that we go through, but we go through the fire with purpose. We go through the fire with purpose. Our life has purpose now because we've surrendered it to God. If you've surrendered your life to God, it has purpose. Amen? James calls it fiery trials. There's a reaction taking place. This is what the Lord says in Zechariah 13:9. It says, "I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God. They are my people. He's got a plan for you. Amen? Have you ever just felt like running? Just running from something? You know, when things, the fires, the trials, the situations just feel like running. But when we run and we don't face those things and we don't yield them to God, we just prolong our shelf time. We're making the wrong choice. There comes a point. It's up to you. Tell somebody it's up to you. He's not going to give up on you. But what are we holding back? Unforgiveness puts us on a shelf. Anger puts us on a shelf. Self-pity puts us on a shelf. All of those things. To where we're just there. I don't know about you, but I want to be changed. Amen. We need Him to change our hearts. Amen. Change our lives every day. Lord, change me. Shape me. Mold me into Your image, Your likeness. I want to go where You've called me to go. I want to be that light where You've called me to be. Because He's not going to leave us or forsake us. Amen? He's not going to leave us or forsake us. He's going to shape us exactly the way that He wants us to be. Amen? We just got to know. We just have to yield to Him. Surrendering to God. Think about the fires that some of the patriarchs in the Bible went through. Look at what Joseph went through. Remember Joseph? He had a dream. Did he know what he was going to go through? No. He had no idea. But he went through that. He faced rejection, being forgotten, falsely accused. More than one time, probably. But he had a dream. And things didn't go so good for him. And look at Jacob. He ended up serving an evil... he ended up serving under a father-in-law that tricked him for all those years. You know, and you think about all the people in the Word of God that went through the fiery trials. But they kept going. Look at Moses. He spent all that time in the desert, remember? And God was working out all of that stuff in his heart. He's working out all the stuff in our heart as we yield to Him, and He's making us into vessels. See, the Word of God tells us there's different kinds of vessels. There's vessels of honor.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.